This goes to Dr. Rodriguez. Fax is 989-629-H145 regarding Sally Root, R-O-O-T, date of birth 5/16 of 1941. Dear Dr. Rodriguez, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Root, and her daughter Bridget is also present for this encounter. She has had a 5-pound weight gain over the last 4 months, but her weight does fluctuate up and down at least 5 pounds periodically. And it's actually quite a stable weight for her today at 170 pounds. She complains of increased pain, muscle pain, and fatigue for several weeks. She has also had some vaginal itching. No fever or chills. She has not had any of the COVID-19 vaccinations, and neither has her daughter Bridget, but they're choosing not to have them. She does socially isolate and wears a mask everywhere she goes and does not go to large gatherings of people like church or like the store. She's feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion, but she is able to still do housework and tries to do as much as possible. No orthopnea or PND, no edema, urine output is good, no blood or cloudiness. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight a low dose lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily, and also a very high dose of Lipitor, 80 milligram. She has not been taking that daily. That seems to make her pain and fatigue a lot worse. And that is probably an extremely high dose for someone with her kidney function. And also Lasix is 20 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight is 170 pounds. Blood pressure is 117 over 53. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 13th of 2022. Creatinine level is slightly higher than the past couple of levels. It's 2.6. Estimated GFR is 18, but February 11th of 2021, the creatinine was also 2.6. The highest we've had when checking was March 4th of 2021. Creatinine was 2.8 at that time. She's not having any uremic symptoms. Calcium is 8.5, albumin 3.4, sodium stable at 135, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 22, phosphorus is 4.7. Her weight count, though, it's always higher than normal, and this month it is 17.2. Last month it was 15.9. Etiology is unknown, but she does have elevated neutrophils and lymphocytes, also monocytes. Hemoglobin 10.6, which is stable. Platelets are 211,000. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with slightly lower creatinine level but no uremic symptoms. She has had this level in the past. It's actually been higher, and she did stabilize and the creatinine improved slightly. Hypertension, which is well controlled. Diabetic nephropathy. Leukocytosis, which seems to be chronic, looking back at least a year, but the etiology is unknown. We would recommend a hematology referral to have this evaluated. Maybe she has an infection currently, but it's difficult to know. The only complaint she has now is vaginal itching. But she will be contacting your office for further evaluation and to have a workup and possibly a referral if you believe that is in her best interest. And we would also recommend decreasing her Lipitor. 80 milligram daily is actually too strong. Probably 10 milligram once daily would be more appropriate. She could take 80 milligram once a week, but the daughter and patient think that would be difficult to remember, so probably a dose adjustment would be best. And she'll continue her monthly lab studies for us, and we're going to have a follow-up visit with her in the next 3 months here. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.